one of the greatest Irish sports people of all time, and we're very proud to be associated with him here in the Sports Lab, and I'd like to welcome Mr. Park Harrington.
That's the hardest bit I have to do, actually, to pronounce Minister Alan Kelly, other dignitaries, Captain, Lady Captain and President of Turles Golf Club, I have to mention those, from the golfing background. I don't know if I'm here today, I'm actually, I could be a little bit jealous. When I was 18 years of age, I finished school like most kids, I loved sport. I didn't think I was going to be a professional athlete. I ended up doing accountancy at night. What was that about? I would have loved the opportunity to get involved in sport. That's what it means for me. Sports psychology wasn't really on the map at that stage. You had to do psychology. Even sports science wasn't really around. The opportunity here for people who love and are passionate about their sport to stay involved in their sport, not to have to go do something else and come here and learn strength and conditioning. When they get here, the opportunity to cross over with other sports. Yes, they're learning about their own sports, but they're mixing with other successful athletes, other motivated people. They're in this gym, and do take a look behind this rolls back. Do have a look around. The gym itself is raw. You're in there, if you're working out, and at times there will be 30, 40 people working out in there, you do a far better workout when you have other people around you, other people that you can aspire to be like. I would have loved this. I would have dreamed about this. Interesting, maybe I wouldn't become a professional athlete if I had it, but this is exactly what I would have been looking for when I was 18 years of age. The opportunity the students have here is unbelievable because this is their passion. This is what they love. Interestingly enough, and this is the foresight of the Limerick Institute of Technology, the foresight of the minister, what this is going to provide for the country, only time will tell. This course will actually produce, at one stage, will start producing 100 strength and conditioning experts. People who can go out in the field. Already, people Liam has trained up are working throughout Europe in the best teams, premiership teams, not just in England, but throughout Europe. They're involved in every sport in Ireland. You wouldn't even see them there at the moment, but they're involved, whether it's local GAA teams, whether it's rugby, all across all the sports, people who have come through Liam's training, through Liam himself, are involved in sport. His hand is everywhere in Irish sport. But can you imagine 100 athletes coming out, or 100 strength and conditioning degrees, masters, going out there into the field in Ireland? They will go around the world, and it will have a renowned name around the world that this will be the centre of excellence. But when somebody puts on their CV that they were trained here in the Limerick Institute of Technology through Satanta College, that will be a step up. People will know that's a qualification. Yes, we can put them in charge of operating our professional athletes. Some of these athletes we see are 60 million euro athletes, and these are the people who will be looking after them, rehabbing them, helping them through their injuries, helping them train. Can you imagine the effect that's going to have throughout Ireland through ball sport? Because it's not going to be these athletes that are going to ultimately be affected by the people coming out here. They have the ability, and this I would say this to the athletes, or the students, I should say, when they leave here. They have the ability and will physically, literally physically change Ireland, the youth of Ireland. It will be the kids of Ireland that ultimately will benefit from this. All the way down, the fundamental movement skills will be taught at a much younger age. Literally, when you go to any club in Ireland now, the standard of coaching at different ages varies. There are some great coaches out there who are coaching beautiful movement skills at all ages, and then other clubs, they won't have it. But this will standardise us all the way through, because these students will go in, and yes, they will start off training and working with the first teams in each of these clubs, but ultimately that will drip down so that they're starting off with the 6 and 7 year olds, and that will have unbelievable benefits. And I don't mean sporting benefits, because sports people are sports people. They'll work their way through, they'll be motivated. We'll have unbelievable benefits for the general population. They will have a much better fundamental movement skills, which will end up being, they'll just be healthier throughout their lives. They'll have less back problems, they'll have less posture problems. all because they got a good foundation at the right age. And this will happen because there will be hundreds of students coming out here, you know, training up in a professional manner. And I will say, it was mentioned that Liam is one of the most powerful people in strength and conditioning in the world. I've worked with Liam for 18 years, and it's been fantastic for me. Yeah, you know, tremendous and a real insight. But the constant theme when you talk to Liam, you actually, to this day, I'm still finding out some of the elite teams, elite performers, elite federations that Liam has a hand in their strength and conditioning. And he's a very modest person. He doesn't tell you what he's been or where he's done. It's phenomenal, his experience, his knowledge. It's phenomenal how he's taking that. He asks the right questions. He never jumps in and says, this bad is good, this is it. He's a scientist, to be honest, working in the sports field, which is exactly, he has seen in his own life that he's one person and he can go and spend some time with a team, but that's limited. So his vision is to create a college and give the opportunity to these students so that they can go out and spread the word, you know, get the strength and conditioning done right all the way throughout. And once it is there with the elite teams, it will start feeding them, and literally, and it will be interesting to see, and we could mark as this as being the day, it will change the landscape physically in Ireland of the health and well-being of not just our younger population, but all our population going forward. And we'll see, unfortunately we'll see, and you know, this is the great thing about something, it will be successful, I guarantee you that, and it will be copied, which is a good thing. And that's the great thing about Liam Hennessy. There's nothing about him that he thinks he should protect. He'll tell everybody everything about, give every secret he has away about strength and conditioning, because he'd be happy to see, you know, the good standards being brought all around the world. So that is a very impressive part of his nature, his openness. But this will change the world. I will tell you a little story about his kind of mindset. Well, two little stories. I think I've been training with him about 8-10 years working with Liam, and I heard him in a conversation with another fitness coach, and he kind of said, yeah, Patrick's about a 2-year-old when it comes to strength and conditioning. Even though I've been working 10 years, he'd give me about 2 years grace. And he kind of backed that up because I've come down here, I've worked out in the gym, I've used the facilities, but I also did the screening. And it was a 5-minute screening. And even at my stage, you're always wary. You know, if somebody stood behind me hitting a putt, I'd be going, oh, what are they going to say to me? So going through a screen, you're always a bit wary that you're not going to hold up to the standard. So we got the report back, and myself and a friend had done it. We were in the top 5%. I was chuffed, absolutely chuffed. Top 5%. There wasn't a huge amount of people through it, but there was it might have been 400 people through it at that stage. And mostly it was teams. So mostly it was 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, under 25, a lot of teams, just like the report you just saw there. So I got the report, and then Liam was up with me, and you know, we were talking about this in top 5%, and Liam was actually disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. I'm going, but I'm in the top 5%, is that not very good? And he looked at me, and genuinely, he was devastated that he was happy that I could be that way, but he was so disappointed that 21-year-olds were actually on par with me. So he does look at these things from a different perspective. I was thrilled and just coming down. But it is the way, and that's how Liam looks at it. He's looking at the general well-being of everybody, of the population, of what things can be done. In my own training, I was talking to the students earlier on, and if I go into lift now, and I'm 18 years training, and I have a good knowledge, when I walk into a gym, when I watch other golfers train, I can spot the good and bad. I can see where they're breaking down from years of asking questions from me. But you know, one of the big keys is if I go to lift, because I learned to lift that I started when I was 28, I have to think about it. So if I'm doing a squat, I actually physically have to think how I'm going to do this. Sometimes Liam has to show me, right, okay, we're going to do a clean today. He'd get in there and do it.